taxi. Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local diets.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coast.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
korma sabzi.
Chulu kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 208th weekly episode of this series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today we become familiar with the city of Peshawar. Do stay with us. Last week, we got to know the city of Varamin and pointed out that this city and its neighboring age-old cities are home to many valuable historical monuments, which have been of importance throughout the archaeological studies that have been carried out in this region. Today, we are further familiarized with these historical works. The city of Peshawar is within Tehran province. It is situated at a 45-kilometer distance of the city of Tehran and at a 10-kilometer distance of the city of Varamin on a number of foothills. This city sits on the fertile plains of Varamin. According to archaeologists, the history of city of Peshawar dates back to Paleolithic age. The residents of this city are mainly the locals of Tehran province. Up until the year 2010 AD, Peshawar was considered as a region on the outskirts of the city of Varamin. However, within the development of this region and its growing population, Peshawar was named as a city in that year. This city is situated en route the ancient Silk Road and Tehran-Mashhad Railway. This city is adjacent to Iran's central desert and is known as one of the poles of flowers and herbal plants nationwide. In fact, it accommodates 1/8 of Iran's greenhouses. This city also is home to the holy shrine of Imamzade Jafar, the venerable son of the seventh infallible Imam of the Prophet of Islam's household, Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him. This Imamzade was one of the Shia ulama contemporary to the era of Imamate of the 8th infallible successor to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. The economic mainstay of the residents of city of Peshawar has been agriculture for a long while, and the agricultural sector continues to play a crucial role in the livelihood of the locals of this city. Every year, more than 500,000 tons of agricultural goods are produced across this city's farmlands, of which 300,000 tons are greenhouse products, some of which are exported overseas. In the year 2014 AD, the city of Peshawar was ranked first in production of agricultural goods. Corn, wheat and barley constitute half of the city's agricultural products. Also, cucumbers, flowers and herbal plants are the main greenhouse products of the city. Summer crops such as eggplants, tomatoes, squash, lettuce, cabbage and sunflowers are also produced in this region. In the recent years, the cultivation of barberry and saffron has significantly grown in this region, while cultivation of mushrooms and aloe vera has also been taken into consideration. Also, horticulturists in this region produce pomegranate, grapes, figs, olives, walnuts and persimmon. Moreover, the fertile lands have set the stage for animal husbandry in this region. In more than 100 units of livestock, which are situated in fully mechanized complexes, tons of milk is produced per annum, which has ranked the city of Peshawar as the second largest producers of milk across the nation. Furthermore, apiculture holds a significant status in this region. More than 3 tons of honey is produced by apiculturists in this region per year. There are also several poultry units in this city which have highly contributed to creation of jobs for the regional residents. Also, the largest ostrich breeding unit of Iran is situated in the region. Animal husbandry and production of wool has laid the ground for production of carpets and handicrafts. Thus, the art of carpet weaving is common across the villages in the vicinity of Peshawar. Dear listeners, the city of Peshawar was previously known as Imamzade Jafar due to presence of Imamzade Jafar Holy Shrine in this region. The building and turquoise dome of this Imamzade Holy Shrine has remained from the Safavid era. The sepulchre of this holy shrine is made of gold and silver and is placed on a 30 centimeters base made of green marble stone. The inscription which is placed on the door of the old sepulchre of this holy shrine dates back to 944 AH. Moreover, on the inscription which is situated in the holy shrine, the name of Safavid king, Shah Tahmasp, and the year 956 AH have been registered. The dome of this holy shrine is 21 meters in height and 9.5 meters in diameter. It is a two-layered dome. The turquoise tile of the outer layer of this dome have been decorated with geometrical shapes and a number of inscriptions that also insulate the dome from any possible rain and snowfall. This dome has been renovated and repaired in the year 1975 AD. The tiling, plaster works and cut pieces of mirror that are used for decoration have granted significant beauty to the tall Ivan of the mosque. The marketplace, alleys and water stores are some of the main elements of urban development in the Safavid era, which have remained to this day in the ancient fibre of the city of Peshawar, some of which have maintained their age-old functions to this date. Iraj Castle, located in the city of Peshwa, is one of the largest castles of Iran, the remains of which are evident today. This castle maintained military importance. Based on the historical items unearthed in this castle, its construction dates back to roughly 3rd millennium BC. The length of this castle is 1,240 meters and its width stands at 1,150 meters. In its northern, southern, and eastern and western corners, there were respectively 34, 42, and 36 towers. This oblong-shaped castle maintained southern, northern, western, and eastern gateways, the northern gateway of which is directly opposite to Damavand Pinnacle. The walls of this castle are made of sun-dried mud bricks, which were up to 25 meters in height. The thickness of the walls of this castle in some parts was between 17 to 22 meters. Trenches, which were 30 meters in width and 8 meters in depth, were dug around the castle to prevent the infiltration of enemies. An aqueduct is located within this castle, the origin of which is not precisely known. The bricks used in this structure built for this aqueduct dates back to Sassanid era. Historians believe that Iraj Castle was a military fortification which accommodated troopers. The date of construction of this castle is unknown. This castle was enlisted among Iran's national historical monuments in the year 2003 AD. Dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us in today's journey. Please join us at this time for next episode.